Well, taxes were high, wages were low, and freedom was scarce as those shepherds sat out thinking about the pitiful state they were in the Roman Empire. But if there was a more unlikely group of witnesses to the greatest event that would ever happen on planet Earth, it would be the likes of those men. But God chose them because of one simple ingredient in their lives: faith. A journey that begins in faith usually ends with joyful praise. Their journey that Luke records that began in the shepherds' fields by faith ended with the greatest praise and the good news. If you have your Bibles, look with me in Luke chapter 2. I just want to challenge your hearts from God's word, thinking of those shepherds as messengers. Life for a shepherd in century one was difficult at best. Cold nights, long days, distant family, and rare friends were part of the territory. Sheep stink and shepherds smell. Sheep wander and shepherds search. Life was never restful. Work was never done. At the low end of Jewish society stood the shepherd. Away from the synagogue, absent from the temple, defiled by dead animals, they were the outcasts of the Jerusalem crowd. They were unable to even be a witness to special events. They almost seemed outside of the culture. But then everything changed. In Luke chapter 2 and verse 8, we find on a starry night, on the hills of Bethlehem, a group of shepherds were left forever changed. What they heard and saw was burned into their hearts and minds. What they found was to forever change their lives. Luke tells us they went from the dazzling light show in the fields and searched until they found him. In fact, I'll pick up in verse 8. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. And then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings." By the way, that is the very same word for go into all the world and preach the gospel. It's the exact same word, euangelion, the good news, proclaiming the good news. So that angel said, "I am giving you the gospel that brings great joy, which will be to all people." Luke tells us that after they heard that, they searched until they found him, the one of whom the angels spoke. And when they found him, they were never the same. In one moment, everything they'd ever gleaned from the scriptures came alive to them. Think about what went through their minds as they rushed off. In fact, someone has wisely said, the shepherds leaving the fields, heading, looking for Jesus, was the first Christmas rush. Well, truly, they earnestly rushed off. And what were they doing? God, angels, heaven, Messiah, promises, prophecies, all that became real at once. All of a sudden, it makes sense to them. Sacrifices, lambs, offerings, sin, and forgiveness. That night became intensely personal for their own hearts. The sheep that they had watched and sold had become pictures of God's mercy and grace. The temple that they served became their temple. The sacrifices were for them. And that night, the pictures made sense. And they met the Savior. Life as a shepherd was monotonous and predictable. Sheep very little in their habits. They walk so often down the same path, it soon becomes a rutted canyon. Sheep are helpless. They can't even clean themselves. Sheep are dumb. They can't even find food unless they're led to it. Sheep are dirty. They walk around and collect any and all filth that they come into contact with. Sheep are helpless, dumb, and dirty, and can only be cared for by someone who is very patient. So a group of very patient men who sat on the same hills their grandfathers had sat upon were watching the stars and talking that night when God came down. The shepherds remind us how God comes to us. God is the seeker, God is the initiator, and the shepherds were there willing to listen and then to act. God can save even the most distant, the most defiled, and the most outcast. We see starting in verse 10, when the angel said, "Don't be afraid, I bring you these good tidings." And then verse 11, "For there is born this day in the city of David." And then it's fascinating. The English, we all know so well, the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord, has been added to for our benefit because actually it's just three words. Savior, Christ, Lord. No articles. No articles on each one. They're just three words in a row. Fascinating, the order. A Savior, Christ, Lord. They needed to see the Savior. They needed to realize He was Christ, the fulfillment of all the prophecies. And then they could worship Him as Lord. That night, I see many, many powerful truths. They listened to God when He spoke. What a wonder, but fearful sight they saw. Yet they didn't ignore what they witnessed. They didn't run away from what they saw. They didn't refuse to hear what the angels said. The first thing about those shepherds, they listened to God when He spoke. Another thing we can observe, they came to God just like they were. You know, when the first sight of the angel coming down and making his touchdown in front of them and getting ready to speak and all that light began appearing, they might have thought, well, I need to back away. I'm not educated. I've never talked to an angel. Or I lack the right clothing. Or I lack the right standing in society because shepherds were outcasts. But instead of that, they welcomed God's message in wonder, in fear, in uncertainty, and in hope. There was no time to become someone else. God spoke to them just like they were. Interesting what those men teach us. They also responded to God at once. It's such a picture of faith if you think about these men. It says that as soon as the angel got done saying, verse 12, that this will be a sign to you, you will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger, and the huge angelic hosts arrive. Verse 15, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go now." Interesting, the response of these men. They responded to God.